This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
831-0771 or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour, we're going to be visiting with a really cool lady who does so many things. Her name is Louise Ann Noeth, but she's known as Land Speed Louise. That's right, Land Speed Louise will be with us in this hour of the broadcast. Also coming up a little later on, keeping a racing theme, we hope to check in with Greg Hoag, our diesel racing pioneer, who is no stranger to the Bonneville Salt Flats himself. Telephone-wise, we get a telephone number that is toll-free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer the digital means, it's bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, as I said, Land Speed Louise has done an awful lot of things and continues to do an awful lot of things. Let's just give you an idea of some of the things that she is involved with at the moment. She's a contributor, of course, to the New York Times, to Performance Racing Industry Journal, the SAH Journal, the Washington Post, the Smithsonian, and she's an R&D partner with the United States Air Force Academy. And in addition to that, she is also a lady of many talents. She does photography. She does all kinds of graphic design work, public relations work, and, of course, great creative writing work, and that's the tip of the iceberg. We welcome Land Speed Louise to Auto World. How are you doing, Land Speed?
Well, that was a heck of an intro, Bob. Thanks.
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a big build-up, and I just love your website, landspeedproductions.biz, telling stories with words and pictures. It's so well done, Louise.
Thanks. I appreciate it. There's a lot of work went into that, so good.
Absolutely. Gets an A-plus for me, and speaking of that, you're a judge on the International Automotive Media Awards, which are held every year, and now I know that that the torch has been passed, so to speak, from the folks that founded it to a whole new group of folks, and you're doing a wonderful job there.
Well, I've passed that torch on. As you well know, when we worked, I'm no longer the chief judge. I passed that off to someone else because I had to take stock of what's going on at the Bonneville Salt Flats. And quite frankly, not only did I give up a lot of the pro bono work, like judging, but also cut my writing and photography work down to really focus on the situation of what I quite frankly call ecological rape out at Bonneville and the mismanagement for decades by the BLM. So that's been my focus and the occasional story here and there so I can keep the lights on and the fires burning, but no longer part of IMA.
No, absolutely. I for whatever reason, forgot that for a moment, but now it's crystal clear. Well, that's why I wanted to have you on the show here to talk about the Bonneville Salt Flats. Number one, recently they received, the Salt Flats received a historic motoring award, winner of the 2016 Lifetime Achievement, and that itself is quite remarkable.
Not only remarkable, but kind of odd. It's kind of like saying, well, we're going to go across the street and we ended up going around the world. The group, the British group, that has been in place for many years had a variety of categories to nominate various people, places, and events. And one of them was Motorsport of the Year. And I had nominated originally the Bonneville Salt Flats mainly because it has celebrated a century of speed in 2014. But with a couple of years of rainouts, we really didn't get the 100th running off until 2016 because we were off with the rain. So when I nominated this thing, I told the judging committee at the time in the nomination, I said, this might be the one and only time we can do this. And after a century, I would think that perhaps the judges might recognize that even though Bonneville is an amateur motorsport, devoid of money, for any kind of winning, there's very few sponsors. It is the place where a lot of extraordinary things happen from ordinary people. So I couched it in the fact that we are facing some very serious problems with the higher running cars. And, you know, made the application and forgot about it until the head of the competition called from London and said, well, the judging panel decided that, you know, that wasn't something that they wanted to do. And I thought, well, that's really odd. Why would he call me to tell me they were going to throw me in the trash can? And he said, you know, why call away from London? Did he just want to make me feel bad on Monday morning? And then he said, well, they decided that it was in the wrong category, which really screwed my face up and wonder, what? And that's when he said that it is an unprecedented change, that it was a unanimous judging decision from the judging panel that the Bonneville Salt Flats and Land Speed Racing should be elevated to the Lifetime Achievement Award. Now, considering they gave it to Dan Gurney last year and a couple of years before that to Sterling Moss, and the list goes on with names like that, I was pretty taken aback. And he said, it's the first time we've given it to a place instead of people. I said, you know, we'll accept it, but only on the understanding that it's not me that's this. It's every land speed racer who has ever had a dream in their heart, man or woman, you know, female, male, children, old folk, young folk, and have gone out and have earned the right to go to the starting line. Not someone who set a record, not someone who went fast or slow, but made their dream manifest in metal and speed and got it through tech and got it safely to the starting line. It's for all those people who left the starting line at Bonneville, regardless of what they did. And he accepted it on that basis. And so, by golly, on November 17th at the Guildhall in London, they feted and held up Bonneville as the receiver of the Lifetime Achievement Award throughout Europe, which was something else. Because that Guildhall, when the Queen mm-hmm. wants to have herself a press conference, she goes to the Guildhall. They built that thing in 1411.
Wow, what history. And speaking of history, when you take a look at the history of the Bonneville Salt Flats, you've got some pictures up on your homepage of a shot that was taken in August 1966 and a shot taken in August of 2015, and the difference in the salt flats is just shocking. What's going on with the, as you said out there, the ecology? What is happening to the salt flats?
Well, there's two parts that's happening. There is the hand of man, and then there is the natural ecological thing that's been going on. You know, when Mother Nature wants to do what Mother Nature wants to do, she'll do it, and no matter what man wants to do, too bad. So the situation that we're really focused on is the hand of man. In the mid-60s, the Bureau of Land Management, the federal stewards for Bonneville, they decided that they would provide mining leases because they're in a bit of a trick bag. They're supposed to protect our federal land, but they're also charged with the duty from Congress to find ways to manage it with monetizing. So, you know, some way to make some money on it. So,
sure.
They decided,
hold that.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We're up against a break. This is too important to cut into pieces. We'll come back with lots more with Land Speed Louise.
East of the highway, hot sparks burning the night. for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
If your car is no longer covered by a manufacturer's warranty, repairing it can break the bank.
Rebuild, replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild, replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. A vehicle service contract just makes sense. And a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty makes the most sense. Many other companies hit you with a large down payment. With Toco, there's no down payment. And with Toco, you can pay as you go with affordable payments. Don't waste another minute. Pick up the phone and call Toco right now to start saving big money on expensive covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle. The monthly price for most plans, about the cost of a tank of gas per month. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-721-4928. That's 800-721-4928. 800-721-4928.
Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by WarranTech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Landspeed Louise is with us. She's telling us all about what's happening at the salt flats at Bonneville. It was once 5 foot thick and concrete in composition, hard salt crust, and it's now withered to an almost paper thin layer, less than a half an inch in many places. Louise, you were explaining to our listeners a little bit about the ecological plight that is facing the salt flats. Tell us more.
Now, let me give you a little summary. Essentially, what the BLM did was allow mining contracts to have leases to where they took the brine solution. Because right now, as we're talking, Bonneville is underwater, as it's been underwater for, I don't know, 11,000 years. And it dries out in the summer. Well, that brine solution has deposits in it that we need. One of those are potash. I mean, food's very important, and you want to have fertilizer, and that's what it's used for. So the BLM gave them about 10, the ones we're worried about now are 10 mining leases that allow them to essentially suck off the salt solution across Interstate 80 and into their processing facility, which is nothing more than big, giant, open ponds that it is evaporative mining. When somebody says mining, you think dig a hole, go find what you want in the hole, and then fill the hole back up and make nice to the environment when you're done. Well, with Bonneville, that doesn't exist at all. They created these huge, and I mean mile-long ponds. They put that solution in there. They evaporate it out. They'll pull out the potash and various other things that they want. And the waste product of this process is salt. Instead of putting it back where they got it from and where God put it 100,000 years ago, they've been leaving it on the other side of the freeway. Well, after 45 years, you don't need to be a giant mathematician at MIT to understand that the teeter-totter has gone in the wrong direction. So not only has Bonneville salt pan gotten smaller in diameter, but much thinner. And that's the basis of the argument that the racers have been putting up since the 60s.
Wow. It's a fascinating story. And unless something changes, I mean, we could, as you have said before, witness the end of land speed racing on the Bonneville Salt Flats in our lifetime.
Yeah, and in the late 80s, there was a big furor from the racing community because they were actually starting to not be able to run as fast because they were afraid from a safety perspective. So the USGS, the United States Geologic Society, had another study, and they did say in that, along with one other, that in fact, make a long story short, that yes, the hand of man had contributed to the degradation and the diminishing of the salt pan. So a temporary fix was put in. It was called the Salt Laydown Program, whereby all the piping, all the infrastructure is there, Bob. They took the salt that they had taken all the minerals out of and was now the waste salt. And, of course, it rains on the other side of the freeway just like it rains on the International Speedway side. They turned it back into a brine solution, flipped the valve around, and squirted back the salt brine back onto the salt pan from about, 1997 to 2001. Now, the numbers are a little, I don't know them exactly, but it worked out to about 1.5 million tons each year for 5 years. And the question was, did it work? Well, they had been having very poor racing, but in 2001, Don Vesco in the Turbinator had 11.5 miles, the first time that had happened in a long time, and he laid down a 458-mile-an-hour run one way, and most folks don't know, so I'll tell them, you got to go back the other way, because we're not one-shot wonders. We prove it. We back it up. And he went 458 and changed the other way. And the record in 2001 that was set at 458 miles an hour, as I'm talking to you folks today, remains intact. No one has beaten Don's record. And it's not for want of trying because the salt hasn't been there. I can name at least five people who have either stood down or not gone as fast because they just didn't have the salt surface to do it. And I've also can tell you there's a few people that have crashed at beyond 350 miles an hour because the salt was in bad shape.
Wow. No, I can't imagine crashing at that rate of speed just to see, of course, racing technology has come so far these days that you see drivers walking out of 200-mile-an-hour crashes, but 300-mile-an-hour crashes, that's a whole other realm.
Oh, yeah. Well, George Petit, who is the closest contender to come and get the record, and he's a businessman from Memphis, Tennessee, and a hot rodder through and through. And while I was on the team, I It's all understanding. I'm part of Team Vesco, so that's why I'm one of their cheerleaders. I helped Don make do that record. I am also just as happy and hopeful that George Petit and his Kenny Duttweiler-powered Speed Demon comes and takes that record. Now, they've got a heck of a guy with Steve Watt as the crew chief and a great team, but what they don't have is the salt. And about 2 years ago, Rocky Robinson, who owns the world land speed record for motorcycles at 367 miles an hour, I'm going to let you stop and think about that. Motorcycle, 367 miles an hour. Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, Rocky, can you imagine on two wheels? Oh, bless us. Anyway, he, a few years back, because of the state of the salt, he had the money, the backing. He had the bike. He had the technology. He had the team. Everything was ready. Normally in land speed racing, because it's all amateur, you don't have the parts, you don't have the people, you may not have the money to do it, you know, but the salt was always there. Well, that was the first time that I can recall that a world record holder had to stand down and not make a speed attempt because they felt that their life was in danger. So
wow.
That's where we're at right now. And we've had 2 years of serious rain, which has brought this subject into very sharp relief. And all the while, the BLM thinks that they've done a great job. The problem is it's been musical chairs over there. Nobody has owned the problem. Every time there's a new group that comes in, whether it be from an administration change or just a bureaucratic, I'm going to move on to a new part of my life change, you have to try and re-educate these folks on what's going on out there, because the Bonneville salt flats don't stay in the same place every year. When it gets put into the salt solution and the wind blows, and the wind blows so strong out there that I have watched full porta potties move several hundred feet in the wind.
Wow.
I'm trying to make it so people understand this. When this salt is in solution, you know, like you got salty water, like think of the saltiest water you've ever had for boiling pasta. If the wind blows predominantly to the north, it's going to dry predominantly in the north. If it blows predominantly to the west, you're going to have most of your salt in the west. That's been going on since forever. Nobody disputes that. The problem is the amount of salt that's there to be blown around and dried out has decreased dramatically. And all the racing community is asking through Save the Salt is, would you please put it back?
Absolutely. Hold that thought, Louise. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, what's up, man? How you driving Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
And she tells us the plight of the Bonneville Salt Flats here in 2017. And Louise, you were telling us about Save the Salt, the foundation. What can folks do that are listening to us right now? What can we do to help drum up more publicity for this cause, to keep the salt flats and restore the salt flats?
Well, Bob, you're doing it by having me on the show, and for that I'm internally grateful. But I do need to make sure I mention something because it's really important. The mining companies who are doing this completely legal. They are doing this. They negotiated in good faith. They were given a lease and a contract, and they were told that they must execute their operating plan with all due diligence and vigor. So there's no reason to boycott these people or be mad at them. They were doing exactly what they asked to do and were told they could do. So it's totally legal. Now, having said that, the racing community doesn't want them to go out of business either, because the mining people, the mining industry, are the ones that took the salt brine away. We're going to need them to put it back. And what we're trying to do, and what you said to answer your question, is to have people go to the website, www.savethesalt.org, because this is all volunteer organization, and look through the website. There is just volumes of stuff to look at, read, check out. Everything I'm saying is all backed up by documentation. There isn't one exaggeration on my part other than the fact that I, Louise, own the comment, I think it's ecological rape, because it's been allowed to happen at the federal steward level, and I just think that they're incompetent, that they have mismanaged Bonneville. And that's the trick of this thing. Because the various people at the Bureau of Land Management on the Utah level have come and gone with such regularity, nobody knows the one problem from one administration or one group of people to the other, and it's just been allowed to get worse and worse and worse. Of course, they would like to make themselves feel better in saying that this is all, you know, Mother Nature, and yet we're on a number 7 study that's underway. If you go up
7.
In the airplane, you can kind of see where the salt went.
Oh, boy.
So we just want them to put it back. We don't want them to put it all back. We just want to put it back a little bit. Just like from 97 to 2001, they say, well, we don't know if that'll work. Well, the racing community thinks it'll work because Don set the record. Also, the racers are not the only people that use the Bonneville Salt Flats. We're not doing this so that it's for racers. There are people that have archery contests out there. There are people that have a rocketry. There are folks that just go out there and spend time looking at it and enjoying it. The land speed racing community, and I speak for everyone because they have told me that they back us on this, and I am the public information officer for Save the Salt, all volunteer. I don't get a dime for this and haven't gotten a dime for 2 years. We want that in 50 years, when all of us are dead, you, me, and everybody listening are dead, that there is still a Bonneville Salt Flats out there that someone can go and see and make a decision for themselves what they'd like to do out there. We would like to maintain this national treasure that has attracted people from around the world for more than 100 years to be there in 50 years. And if we don't do something now, we can forget about that.
Absolutely. People better be listening and paying attention because this is so important. It's such an important part of automotive history, of racing history, and so many stories, so many legends, so many people I've interviewed over the years that have told me tales of the Salt Flats. And one thing that seems to be a common thread with anybody that I've ever spoken with who has been to Bonneville is once you go there, the salt kind of gets in your blood, and you really are drawn back year after year.
Indeed. It's one of those places. It's the closest thing you'll get to being on the surface of the moon or another planet, but you don't need supplemental oxygen. It is, we are boxed up. We have our houses, our fences, our walls, our doors, our cities. There is so much nothingness out there where you could drive, again, no exaggeration, 100 miles an hour with your eyes closed for at least 30, maybe 60 seconds, foot down, and never hit a darn thing.
Yeah, there's no place else like that.
Yeah, you can, when you're standing there in a certain spot, there is so much nothing that you can actually see on the horizon line the curvature of the earth. You can see how the earth bends.
Wow.
I've seen end-to-end double rainbows. Both sides of it. When's the last time you saw both ends of a rainbow?
That's so true. Never.
Right.
So
that's what we're trying to save for everybody, for all the recreational users. And this land belongs to the United States of American citizens, the people, those of us that are here and been there, and the ones that haven't even been born. So I guess I'm fighting for them. Two and all of the land speed racers. We are, at the moment, we have crafted federal legislation that is kind of on hold until everybody figures out where their desks and chairs and how the phones work in Washington right now. And we have to wait for a new Secretary of the Interior and a new leader in the BLM. And we hope that we can have a conversation, a rational, sane conversation about what should be done out there. And absent that same conversation, we would introduce legislation that will essentially tell the BLM, please restore the Bonneville Salt Flats. Here are 4 ways to do it. Oh, and by the way, racers are not civil engineers. We did pay to have a civil engineering study done of Bonneville to say, how can you fix it? And they came up with 4 ideas with 4 different price points and levels. and offered that up to the BLM. Here, we did the work for you. You can pick any one of these four, and any one of these four would be something that would help restore the Bonneville Salt Flats. It was done by a civil engineer in Salt Lake City that has been involved with the mining industry for 40, 50 years. And guess what? He's the one that helped the mining companies take the salt off in the first place. And he's the one we went to say, can you help us to figure out how to put it back safely and not cause the mining company to go out of business. So we're trying to get along with everybody here.
Absolutely. And once again, Louise, reiterate that website that everybody should check out.
www.savethesalt.org.
And we're going to continue to have you on a regular basis just to continue to spread the word of this because it is so important.
It is. I mean, look, nobody makes any great money out there. It is a place where ordinary people do extraordinary things. You know, but it's one of those wonderful things that you can have this idea in your head. You can say, I think I can. And then you go and you build it, whether by yourself or with your family and with your friends. You take it to one of the events. You put it through the technical inspection. They say, yes, sir, no, sir, you know, three bags full, sir. And if they give you, or ladies, by the way, there are more women involved in land speed racing with skin in the game than any other motorsport combined, five motorsports combined. I stopped counting at about 87. You got women that are over 300 miles an hour on a regular basis, women over 250 on motorcycles. They build them, they ride them, they build the motors, they build the cars, they will operate the vehicles. So this is young, old, male and female. This is a place where mechanical engineering and courage combine to have one heck of a good time. And if your listeners, everybody out there listening, if you've not been to Bonneville, folks, make it a point. If you're driving a car, go out and go see. It's one
Absolutely.
Of it's on the national it's on the National Register of Historic Places.
Hold on, Louise.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that the average yearly repair bill for a car 5 years or older is more than $1,200? Having repair coverage for your car just makes sense, but the trick is not to overpay for it. With Toco Warranty, you can get a highly rated vehicle protection plan usually for less than a tank of gas per month. And now, we're offering a zero down payment program. To get a great car vehicle protection plan at a super low price, call Toco Warranty at 1-800-721-4928. That's 1-800-721-4928. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, The Old Car Guys. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod?
We're having great fun with Landspeed Louise, who's been with us all throughout this hour and has been telling us about the plight of the salt flats. And this is a story we're going to continue to cover here on Auto World. So expect more appearances by Louise in the weeks and months ahead. Before we go back to talking about the salt flats, I love a story that you have up on your website. It's from April of 2016. It's when you got the opportunity to take the Dodge Hellcat, the SRTA Hellcat, out for a ride. And I, being an arrested adolescent, I absolutely love that vehicle. And reading your article, I can see how much you enjoy it as well.
Oh, Hellcat Holiday. Thank you, Scott Brown and Chrysler. Oh, thank you, all the engineers that made that thing work. Oh, my gosh. And to have the red key, which opens up all the power. Oh, honestly. You know, it's like when you got the prettiest dress in the room. Most women would want to have the prettiest dress or hairstyle. Not me, baby. I want the fastest thing in the parking lot.
It is just that fast, but it also, you know, as I try and sell it to my wife, which was never going to happen, but I try anyway, it's got a usable back seat and it's got a gigantic trunk.
Oh, it's got manners. Now, mind you, some people would have a Viper. I would give up the Viper to have the Hellcat. The only thing I would change is I'd make it blue. I'm not a big fan of red. You know, if Ferrari would have met me, those cars would have been blue. But I'm telling you, when they told me I could have that for a test vehicle, instead of picking it up in San Francisco, they said I could get it in L.A. I changed my flight just so I could drive the extra 300 miles up the coast and annoy every Porsche that I could find.
And just the exhaust note on that Hellcat is something to treasure. It really is.
Oh, it is. It is indeed. Some people like an opera. I like an exhaust note.
I'm with you. Another vehicle, if you ever get the chance, or maybe you already have had the chance to drive, the Jag F-Type R has got just an incredible exhaust note. It's a 5-liter supercharged V8, 550 horsepower, and they have a limited edition one, which is a tad bit more, but that has just got an incredible exhaust note on it as well. Louise, you would love that.
Oh, I did. We were at COTA, the Circuit of Americas, with the Sports Car Vintage Racing Association. And Jag and Land Rover had a little deal there. And they had Roberto Guerrero, the F1 guy, and they were giving rides, and you could test drive them. Well, when I got in the car, I didn't really tell him I kind of knew what I was doing. And let's just say that that was one heck of an autocross. It was great. And he just looked at me, and he went, "Oh, that's very good." And then we just kept going. You're right. It's a very nice exhaust note.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, but the anyway, Dodge folks are going to have an even more powerful version called the Demon upcoming to be unveiled at the New York Auto Show. But they're just playing. It's going to be the first production car to be fitted with slicks that are street legal, so they're just barely legal slicks, and they're the widest vehicle tires ever put on the front of a vehicle. The Camaro Z28 was the champion before that, the latest rendition of the Z28, but this is going to run on 315 315 width tire, 18-inch wheels. They're normally 20s, but they went for really wide, 315, 18-inch diameter wheels, and they had to put fender flares on the back of this beast that they're going to call the Demon.
Oh, Bobby, can you say contact patch? Whoa. Can you say contact patch? Really? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, please, Chrysler. Oh, please. Please invite me. Please. Please let me drive this thing.
Yes.
I'll be good,
yes.
I promise.
I know. Give it to us both, please. Please, FCA,
oh
Scott Brown, and Lisa Barrow, and everybody else in between.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Yes, Lisa, Scott, I'll make you cookies. Oh, my gosh, slicks. We have lived so long to have that. See? Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know,
who would believe that?
They have cars like that. Bonneville is the place when you own a car like that, and street performance in the United States has just really gotten wild in the past 5-6 years. Think about the Topo Camaros, the Mustangs, oh, my gosh. Bonneville is a perfect place where you can realize to answer the age-old question, how fast will it go? And there,
exactly.
You can do it safely without having to worry about points on your driving record or an increase in your insurance premiums.
That's right, and it is quite an experience. Everybody must put that on their automotive. I know that the term is overused, but bucket list, definitely put Bonneville. And speaking of Bonneville, on your website, landspeedproductions.biz, you've got a DVD, which I haven't seen, narrated by Patrick Dempsey, called The Boys of Bonneville.
Indeed, that is the story of Ab and Marvin Jenkins. Ab Jenkins would be considered the father of land speed racing. It was his unselfish acts in the 20s and 30s that literally convinced Malcolm Campbell, the British guy, to come from Daytona Beach and try his luck with the Bluebird out on Bonneville. He had experienced a lot of wheel spin because the cars back then were monster cars. They big, giant things powered by aircraft engines, and they weighed tons. So putting them out on the sand at Daytona, you got a lot of wheel spin. So a lot of the horsepower, you know, went up in the wheels. So the first time he brings that baby out to Bonneville, thank you, Ab Jenkins, he goes 300 miles an hour and puts Bonneville on the map. That DVD is the story of what Ab Jenkins had done. He has driven more miles and set more American and international closed course records than any other human being on the earth, including some records that, as we're talking here today, he's been dead more than 50 years, they still stand. Nobody has been able to break them. Matter of fact, one of his 24-hour records, it took 50 years and 5 Chevrolet engineers with a ZR1, I think, in the early 70s, 5 of those guys to break his 24-hour record. How do you like them apples? That's Ab Jenkins.
That says a lot.
The footage, the footage on the DVD is mostly original film that Ab himself had taken while he was doing this, because back in the day, you know, you didn't have the internet, so they would go out, film this stuff, soup the film, create reels, and send them out to news media and people. And that's how he got Campbell to see them, because he would send these reels over to London or to England with the Royal Automobile Club, and they would show them at various dinner meetings to say, this is what Bonneville's all about. Well, there were hundreds of millions of feet of film that he kept, and then his kid, Marvin, had. And when I was writing my Bonneville book, he had all of these films I started to watch. And eventually, when the Mormon Meteor, which is the most famous car of Ab Jenkins that he had, was selling it to try and make sure it stayed prominent in Utah, the guy that bought it wanted to put a little video together. You know, you go to a museum, push a button, and it plays a few minutes to tell you what you're looking at. Well, this little videographer who got charged with the duty went to see Marvin, and Marvin picked up this giant crate, and he said, here, this might help. And that is the basis of the movie. So most of that DVD is original footage from the 20s, 30s, and 40s.
Wow. Everybody, check that out. Go to Louise's website, landspeedproductions.biz. You can order it right there. Narrated by Patrick Dempsey, who's no stranger to a race car himself. He's quite a racer, Patrick.
I do. I'd like to get him out at Bonneville. Hey, you know what? Maybe we can have dueling demons.
I like that. Dueling demons. We'll have to talk to the people at FCA and get Patrick on board. I'm sure Patrick would really love the Uber Hellcat called the upcoming Demon.
That's it. Landspeed Louise officially challenges you right now, Patrick.
Very good. So, Louise, you've been an absolute pleasure to have on the show. And one more time, as they say in the radio business, give out that all-important website for people to check out.
And before I do that, I want to thank you on behalf of all the land speed racers, not only in the United States but around the world, that come to that mecca of speed each year, the Bonneville Salt Flats. And if you're interested, folks, to help us out, please go to www.savethesalt.org.
Thank you, my friend. We'll do this again on a regular basis just to keep it in everybody's right in front of everybody. We'll put it that way. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
My golden retriever, Sundance, is a lot more playful now. She has more pep and energy than I've seen in years.
Tons of energy. Petey is having fun again. He's got a shiny coat and a good, healthy weight.
Molly's been having 4 scoops a day. She pushes her little bowl all the way across the room, emptying every last single crumb. She has slimmed down and gotten this puppy look.
She's got life. She's got energy. She's got stuff to give.
We get asked all the time when we're at shows, how do you get your dog so healthy and shiny and glossy?
Dinovite.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Family will be on Dynavite for the rest of his life.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite. If it's working, don't quit.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1, G2.0, and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPure USA.